Coming up on this edition of the Rost Report is the update on the salary cap situation and what Patriots fans may want to prepare themselves for. Hi, I'm Leah Baranski coming to you straight from Gillette Stadium today, March 3rd, and you're listening to the official podcast of the New England Patriots. In today's Rost Report, listen to Brian Lowe, Paul Perillo, Tom Casale, and Andy Hart talk about the collective bargaining agreement and what that means for the NFL teams, including the New England Patriots.
Thank you, Laurie. We're here with the Patriots Roster Report podcast for this Friday, March 3rd. No official transactions by the Patriots since the last time we came to you. There is a report that Hank Poteet has re-signed, so big news coming perhaps out of the Patriots if they were to make that official. But, of course, the biggest news that revolves around every NFL team's roster is the CBA issues, and the very latest is that there are reports that the NFL owners and the NFLPA were scheduled to meet again today on this Friday, and they've already extended the deadline or extended the start of free agency to Monday. Is there any chance that something gets done this weekend? Is that why they extended these talks? We got Andy Hart, we got Tom Casale, we got Paul Perillo.
I think there's a chance. All along we've heard for a year and a half, oh, they're going to get this done, they're close, blah, blah, blah. Then it comes to the 12th hour, I guess you'd call it, and they didn't reach their deadline. For them to extend it, I feel like there's at least some chance that one side or both sides are going to finally come to their senses and realize they're working very hard to screw up a good thing. So I think there's a pretty good chance they might find a deal this weekend.
I'll guarantee it gets done.
A guarantee, okay.
That means the end of the world as far as the NFL goes.
What the heck? I'll guarantee it gets done. It's at 58% player revenue. That's what I think.
Well, there's so many
compromise.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that would be groundbreaking news for if one's at 60 and one's at 56 to agree on 58. You know, that I can see why it would take them years and months
right,
to come up
that
with
just shows how
the
dumb
absolute final deadline.
Well, I mean, I was under the impression that the CBA and all the labor talks were the big story, but evidently Brian Lowe has figured out that the Hank Poteet, pending signing of Hank Poteet was the big news.
I figured, let's get that out of the way at the start. Why, you know, we're not going to go into too much
but
detail.
You joke about the contract signing, but there's a lot of that. I mean, teams on Thursday, in preparing to get under the salary cap for this year, release some players. Now with the bump, the delay till Sunday, those players, if a new CBA is reached, can be brought back on board with those teams and kind of voided their release. So
right. We should explain some of that.
Yeah, it's uncharted waters with a lot of these different signings, release, sure. All these numbers. The Patriots have guys. David Givens, Adam Minitari, free agency. When does that start? Willie McGinnis, what's the cap number? Do we need to cut him, make something happen with his contract? So there are a lot of specifics out there that fall kind of one step below. Is the league going to survive and find a new CBA?
And the main issue right now is that if they don't come to a new deal and free agency starts on Monday, the salary cap will be right around $94 million, and many teams have a lot of work to do to get under that. If they do come to an agreement sometime in the next few days and perhaps delay free agency again, most likely the salary cap would be in the $105 million range, meaning that there are fewer teams who will have to get under and fewer ramifications. But the key is a new deal means that there'll be less chaos for 07, for 08, and beyond. That's really the key.
Right. Starting here and moving forward, because guys will start to feel the effects with the 4 years of the proration of the signing bonus and all the different things. But yeah, the first line in business here is to get the CBA done for this year. I mean, is there a chance they come Sunday and push it back again and delay? You know, we heard originally maybe they would delay this whole thing a month.
Right.
Late March or early April, and we didn't see that. We saw a 3-day window here. So, you know, I think there's a lot of questions that'll be unanswered until the owners and the players kind of come
to
a number.
It'll be done by Saturday midnight.
It could be.
What do you guys feel are the immediate ramifications, whether there is a deal or isn't a deal, for this team?
I think Patriot fans have to start getting ready for there's a chance they could lose a lot of players. I mean, I really do. Vinatieri, I think we all think he's going to be back, but hey, you never know. He's going to test the free agent waters. McGinnis, there's a chance he may not be back. Givens, I don't think any of us think he's going to be back. So there's a good chance that this team's going to look a lot different next season.
Right. And one of the big things, you know, Patriots are a team that are, you know, comfortably at the cap, a little bit under it, but not so much so where they can say, okay, we'll sign Givens now, we'll sign Vinatieri, we'll sign our draft picks. They're going to need to do some work, whatever the cap is probably, to get under it. So, yeah, all those guys that are out there, they don't have just money to throw at them. And, you know, one guy Vinatieri mentioned was quoted in the Orlando Sentinel as kind of talking in the past tense about his career in New England, saying the organization is bigger than any one player. Players have come, players have gone. They've maintained their success. And he thinks going into free agency is a very strong opportunity for him.
He referred to the Patriots as that team.
Yeah.
When you when you're associated with the team, I don't think you call them that team. So that struck me. So McGinnis is a guy, and you're right, the Patriots might be under the cap or slightly under the cap right now, but if they have any interest in signing any free agents, right, their own or others,
right, that's
then
a bit bit misleading because they really can't do anything right now the way that the current cap is situated and how close they are to it. They have a couple of easy things they can do to get a few million, maybe 6 or 7 million under the cap with McGinnis and some other guys, maybe a Tyrone Poole. You know, he could go and give him some more room, but nothing of any substance that's going to allow them to do any work in free agency other than maybe re-sign one of their own guys.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe even add him, to get, and we probably should point out the roster makeup with Adam. You know, he did, reportedly turn down one offer already, according to some of the reports, that would have made him the highest paid kicker, and he already is that anyway. I still think he's going to be back. I didn't really take too much into
Let me ask you guys a question. You've been around here longer than I have.
Long time.
You think it's maybe some of these players are like, well, you know, we stuck around here for the Super Bowl. We took less money. Now it's time that we go out and get our share.
Sure, and I don't blame them.
Some people say that,
absolutely,
and I have no problem with it.
That's the
I think Damian Woody's the perfect example.
Exactly.
Got a couple Super Bowl rings. Now he's in Detroit, and people say, oh, how does he like it now in Detroit? I think he likes it just fine.
Yeah, maybe
on Sunday for a couple hours it sucks because he loses. Then he remembers he's rich. He's got a couple Super Bowl rings. He's happy. He's taking care of his family.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say, you know, talking about the rosters and the money you need to sign guys, I think that's an unknown as well because – you know, every team does their research. They pretty much have a good idea what guys are going to get cut, what guys are going to be unrestricted, restricted. Now, all of a sudden, with the uncertainty of the cap and not likely to be earning bonuses, getting bumped up and cap situations changing, there might be players out there you didn't expect to be out there that you really want. Now I'm the Patriots. I really want to go after X
Sam
running
Madison.
Backs or cornerback, Sam Madison. Well, you know what? I'm a little under the cap. I need to get further under the cap so I can make a run at Sam Madison.
Right. That's why I say it's a little deceiving. And plus, you bring up a good point. Who knows what kind of players' clauses that there are for the Patriots? We know right now that they're under the cap based on all we've read and seen. But who knows what kind of a contract somebody has for an incentive that maybe no one knows about that is going to, you know, kick in, you know, at the start of the league year that maybe is not on the books right now but will be on the books if and when this deadline ever gets in. The deadline now is midnight Sunday night.
Right.
So who knows? You know, at 12:01 Monday morning, maybe someone that we don't realize is going to have to get released will have to get released.
So the bottom line is, and I think Bill Belichick would back me up on this based on our discussions with
you
him
and Bill
in
often see eye to eye on this kind of matter.
For this week, we should probably rename this the draft roster question report because
draft
every team
question.
In the league has more questions than answers right now.
Oh, what a, well said. Well said.
And hopefully next week
we'll have some answers.
Yes, there'll be some resolution.
Unless they delay it another 5 days.
Well, Tom has guaranteed it, so let's just go with that.
I've guaranteed it.
And Sunday night.
Yes, and if
heard it here.
And
first,
if there's any breaking news, Andy Hart will get it because he is the man of the people.
He is the man.
Thank
of
you.
People. Okay. Well, that about wraps it up for now. And I guess we should say check out patriots.com for any of the latest news and how the ramifications for the Patriots. There should be Patriots PFW in progress next Wednesday. We'll be back next Friday. Patriots roster report. For Andy Hart, Tom Sally, Paul Perillo, I'm Brian Lowe, back below.
Thanks, guys. Remember, the roster report will be aired every Friday right here on Patriots.com. So come back next week to hear all the latest updates and the outcome of the salary cap. That's all for now. Thanks for listening.